Welcome to video number 7, keyword domain names. Now, before we can create a website, we need to get a domain name that is related specifically to the keyword and geographic location. You want to get a keyword-rich domain name, which includes your keyword. So when you buy your domain name, you want to get the keyword plus geographic location. So in this case, we would want something like roofing, Jacksonville, Florida, or roofing contractors, Jacksonville, Florida. So make sure that you combine the keyword plus the geographical location. I'd recommend Namecheap.com, and they are one of the best, in my opinion, domain registrars that I've encountered. You can go with Namecheap or GoDaddy.com. But over the years, I found Namecheap.com to be one of the best. So let's take this and put it in action. So if you go to Namecheap.com or whatever domain registrar that you want to use, simply go do a search for the keyword, in this case, roofing Jacksonville, Florida. Now, I know Jacksonville, Florida is huge. It's a huge city. This is likely going to be taken. What I want to see is if the .net or .org has been taken. If that has been taken, I'm going to do a few more tricks that I'm going to show you. So as expected, the .com, .net, and .org have been taken. What I could try next is try putting dashes in between the keywords and do a search on that. Now, in my opinion, I think these have been taken. And it looks like they're free. Okay, well, looks like they're not taken. If that is taken though, I want to say roofing Jacksonville, Florida. You could also put something like X or Q or HQ, like headquarters kind of thing. And what Google will do is it'll actually read everything from the left-hand side to the right-hand side as a keyword. So if it says, oh, roofing Jacksonville, Florida, and you have something like X, it'll read, you know, this right here. So just want to make that note in case whatever you're looking for is not available. And another thing to note is for the Namecheap.com, if you go to Google and you do a search for Namecheap coupon code and whatever time it is, let's say, for example, now is April 2013, you can actually find promotional codes that Namecheap coupons will give you. So, for example, April 2013 coupon code. It says here that the standard code is Springy. And I can save usually about a dollar, but I mean, think about it. If you get 10 of these, that's like $10 savings. Now, in order for that coupon to work, you have to have a Namecheap account. So you have to go ahead and log in, add this to your cart, and while you're logged in, enter the coupon, because the coupon will not work if you are not logged in. So that's a very short video. I hope you got an idea of how you can go about getting the right domain for your website. Now, before I end this video, I do want to say that you have to get web hosting as well. So you need a domain name, but you need to have web hosting as well. And you can get web hosting under Namecheap. They have web hosting here. I used to recommend HostGator.com, but I've seen kind of changes over the years, and they're a little more stricter in their policy of cancellation, so you have to worry about that. But Namecheap hosting is fairly good. Other sites you could go to is go under Google, type in web hosting forum talk, special offers. And if you go to these sites like webhostingtalk.com, you can actually find really good deals for web hosting offers. You can find, you know, fairly big web hosting companies that will give you like a whole year's worth of web hosting for like $10. So if you want to save money, I'd recommend webhostingtalk.com. Do a search on their offers and do a search sometimes. And sometimes I'll even see it for like $1.99 or $5.99 for the whole year, because people will compete like crazy at these web hosting companies. So remember, you need a domain name and you need web hosting. When you get the two, you need to connect the two, and then you need to set up WordPress. And to set up WordPress, if you have cPanel, it's really easy to do that. But if you type in WordPress install, you can actually download WordPress here, and it'll actually show you step by step how to do the installation. Now, if you want to learn how to install it through cPanel, just go to Google and type in cPanel WordPress install YouTube. There's so many different videos that show you, you know, how to do that. But I want to make sure that you understand, you know, how to go about doing the basics so that you can actually set up your WordPress theme and get it up and running, which I'm going to talk about in the next video, which next video is going to be a lot more to talk about. So I want you to get your site up and running first, and then we'll talk about setting everything up to generate leads. All right. So with that said, let's move on to the next video.